So you got some questions for us?
Yeah, let's do that. To try to get in the mood, I came up
this
with...
This is what I do.
Wait till I find my auto-tune. With a few questions.
Okay.
That's something to be funny, to find out about each other, and to give you an insight.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with this one. There's some family kind of questions.
I'm there today. I'm sorry. It started this morning with the JJ stuff.
That's fine. That's fine. Do your thing. Okay. This one I thought was interesting because I don't even know this. So, how did your parents meet? How did your parents meet each other?
Do I know how my parents met?
I know I don't. I'm gonna have to ask my mommy.
I know some surround. Oh, you know what? They met through my cousins. So, when my mother was in high school, she and Tommy went together. He took her on a date or something. And they do have this chemistry. Have you ever just seen like two people in a room and they have a good chemistry together? You're like, it was probably kindred spirits or something in another life. Who knows? But anyway, they dated. And he went to go pick her up. And he bought her a pair of stockings. And this is when stockings first came out.
Okay.
And he told me that I've heard that story I don't know how many times. And so he bought her these stockings and she got a run in them. And he still was like, you know how much money I made for those stockings? Hilarious. So whatever happened in there, I don't know all the in-between stuff, but she ended up not ending up being with him. So my dad, my uncle's cousin, you know, they're cousins, right?
Okay.
Yes. So somehow she ended up meeting my dad, and I think it was the cousins being together, you know, because there was both they're older, so they're that age, so I really kind of see them as my uncles. It's more like uncles and cousins, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I get it.
And so I guess my dad and mom hit it off. Let me just say, though, my dad was married to another woman prior to, which is how I have a brother that is older than me and a sister that is 3 weeks younger, 3 weeks younger than me. I was like, now, daddy, come on. But he loved my mom, though. I don't know. It's, you know, maybe it's that Robinson magnetism thing. I don't know. But he did love
her. The cousin actually introduced them. I think
that's what happened. I'm going to have to go back and ask her to double check. Should we put her on the phone and see what she say?
You could try.
Let's try. Let's just see what happens.
Let's see. Let's see if she knows. That is hilarious. And he introduced them, and he was already married then?
He was
at that
already
time?
Married. I think things were going down fast, but yeah, he was already married. Now, she was tending to my grandmother, so she may not answer the phone.
Okay, that's okay. She gonna press you off.
She ain't answering.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot her a text message to call me back.
Okay, let's see if we can get it. That's a cool story. What about, to jump off that, what about your grandparents?
Wait,
do you know how your grandparents...
Hold on to your thought, because here she is.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello again, Mom. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I am wonderful. We're talking to KB via Karima. We're talking to her via the podcast.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
And we're doing some questions just to let our listeners... to let our listeners get used to us. Huh? She said, what? Can you hear her good, Karima?
I can hear her.
Okay.
It sounds like background, but I can hear her.
Here, I'm going to put her closer. I probably should have just put her on the Zoom call.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we just, so Karima asked me a question. Uh-huh. And I said, you know, I don't know, I know some of the surrounding circumstances, but I don't know that I know this answer. Okay. Don't worry, if it's not, if you don't want me to, I will not, I don't have to record you. But the question is, Karima.
So the question was, that I presented to Tracy is, how did your parents meet? So okay. You want to tell us how you met?
That's not too far out.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to 145th and Kinsman.
145, okay.
We live closer to Kinsman. He lived closer to Milverton. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was talking to somebody in his family. Okay.
I told this part of the story.
Everybody was good friends with everybody else. And I was talking to somebody in his family. And okay. Then I don't know what happened, but anyway, he started working at the new McDonald's on 143rd and Kinsman.
Wow.
Yeah. So he bought a 1965 Ford. Sky blue. And I was walking to McDonald's and he was in his new car, and he said, oh, okay, I'll take you to the drive-thru, okay? Uh-huh. So I went to the drive-thru and bought me a hamburger, so I was like a cheap date. And after that, that's all she wrote.
Wait, was it love at first sight?
What?
Here, wait, Ma, I'm going to invite you in.
No.
No? Okay. She said, was it love at first sight?
No, it was not.
Okay. So how long did it take for you to be in love after your hamburger date?
I really can't say because it took a minute.
Okay.
Only because he belonged to somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that don't stop your heart from feeling what your heart feel.
Huh?
Say it again.
That doesn't stop your heart from feeling what your heart feels. So y'all might have gotten together.
That's exactly what happened. Okay.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened. I mean, it took a minute though. It took a minute because I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. Nah, I don't want to do this.
I love that story. But thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I tell the story about Tommy and the stockings.
Oh my God,
fishnet stockings.
Oh my God, why did you tell that story?
Because that's the part of it I knew. And I said, I said, you know, I don't know how it went from Tommy to my dad. I didn't know how that went.
Okay, Tommy was the clown.
Right.
Okay. Tommy was a clown.
Always.
I was at Adams, East Tech. He transferred from Tech to Adams.
Uh-huh.
He got kicked out of honor study hall.
Oh, no.
Throwing paper airplanes and acting silly, okay?
Uh-huh.
That was the end of him. Then I made him transfer back to Tech. Study hall.
Oh, okay.
So he bought me some salted peanuts and some fishnet stockings. Stockings. I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
That's funny.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know. I didn't know if you introduced, if they had a thing and you had got introduced or nothing. So you met Daddy not even knowing that they were cousins, or did you know?
I knew they were related.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that Gary didn't have a brother, so I knew they wasn't brothers.
Right,
so,
right.
But I knew they had the same last name, and I was like, well, I guess there's
somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, because I had been. Then I started babysitting Crystal.
Okay, that's my dad's sister or my aunt, so y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Okay.
They sent her with her little silly stuff. That was a silly little girl. Union rep
calling. Okay, me. Thank you for sharing. We'll talk to you later. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Okay, now I know.
That was cute. She knows she loved him when he bought her that
burger. She did. She saw him in his car. He bought her a little hamburger and she was hooked.
Because that was a little bit too detailed to just be like, okay, just a flyby. She's like, he had this car, and he was working at McDonald's.
I'm like, wow, McDonald's was new back then, huh?
That
was,
I remember that McDonald's.
68? It had to be 68. I was born in 69, so that had to be like 68.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And she was like, 1965 Ford. I was like, 19. So you know that? You remember that? Okay.
Right. So it was a little more to it than just, oh, I just saw him.
Right. They had their differences, but they loved each other. I always knew that.
I love that.
Yeah.
She sounded like she was smiling when she was talking.
Oh, so. She was.
Okay. Girl, I would call my mom, but she's not feeling good. So we have to pick her up the next time.
Yeah.
She's still not feeling well. Because I don't know the answer either. Okay. Let's see. Do you know how your grandparents met?
Girl, now that I don't know. Okay. I know he got on my grandmama's nerves eventually. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we like to drink. You know what, though? My grandpa struck me as a partier. I think he did some partying back. Like,
okay.
It was my grandmother is the complete opposite. So they look beautiful together in their wedding photo. But, yeah, she was like, like, she won't talk about the whole story, but she would be like, ain't that some shit? That's my grandmama. Girl, that was her favorite phrase. Ain't that some shit? I'm like, yeah, grandma, that's some shit right there. So, yeah, and then she wouldn't have nothing to do with him. She was like, uh-uh.
Okay, let's do another thing.
Kids, my Aunt Brenda, my mom, Janice, and my Uncle Greg.
Three children from that?
Yep.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy? Look, my grandma had three. My mom had the three of us, Tracy, Tara, Tanya, and then I had three, Tarana, Renee, and DJ. And it was the same as my grandmother. Girl, boy.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Like, yeah. When you look back on stuff.
Uh-huh.
If you are enjoying the Laugh Out Loud podcast as much as we are enjoying creating it, then consider becoming a supporter. You can do so by going over to anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Your donation will help sustain future episodes, expand our platform, and reach our tribe. So come on, show your love. Again, that's anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Or just click the link in the description. We love you and thank you. Hey, how are you liking the podcast so far? We are loving it. And can I just tell you, it's a lot easier to do than I thought it would ever be. First of all, with Anchor, it's free. They have their own creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or your computer, which I love. And yes, I do use both. They even distribute the podcast on various platforms. I mean, we are now on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and many more. And did I tell you that you can make money from your podcast too? Mm-hmm, you can, and with minimum listenership. Doesn't that sound like everything you need to make a podcast? And it's all in one place. Isn't that so cool? So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, let's see. Okay. What is something your family would be surprised to learn about you? Something that they would be surprised to learn about you. Not necessarily anything bad, but.
Yeah, do you have an answer to this question?
For you?
For you. I'm like, I need a minute to think. Let's see.
Well, let's see. To learn about me.
See,
I can't say anything. Right, it's not an easy question. I can't say because anything. I can't think of anything because it's. So I have a large family. It's six siblings. I'm the oldest of six. So. You know, everybody has their place. So I talked to one sister about certain things and then another sister might pick up with something else. So I was lucky to have choices. So it's probably something that they don't know collectively, but somebody knows. So yeah, I can't think of anything. We have to think about that one.
Yeah, we I didn't mean to put that on the back burner because I'm like, I don't think... What would they be surprised about? I shared the stuff last season. But other than that.
And I didn't see any response from that. So I have no clue on how they would respond to that. I don't think
they did respond to it. I don't know if they even listened to it, which is fine with me either way. But
That's true. But would that have been a surprise? Would that have been a surprise?
That might have been a surprise, yeah.
Whatever episode that was, like episode 3?
Ooh.
From last season.
No, it might have been about episode 4 or 5. It was What was it? Now I gotta go back to look. But,
okay.
So it would have just been some things that took place in my childhood that I never shared with anybody. And if y'all care to even know what that is, go back and listen to, I want to say it's Loud Please or Out Loud Please. I don't know. I'm on to the next season. I wasn't even thinking about that. Oh.
I get it. Let me see. At least give them the...
It is. It's Louder Please.
Louder Please.
That's Louder Please.
Okay.
P-L-E-A-S, like a plea, you know. But, yeah.
Okay. Do you wish you had more siblings either growing up in the house? Or were you okay with
any three of you guys? I was okay. I was okay as the oldest until I realized I wasn't the oldest, but I didn't know I wasn't the oldest until I was 17 motherfucking years old. So what would have been nice is knowing my brother and sister and growing up with them. Like that was some time that you can't, but you know, our parents lived in a different time and they thought differently about things. And for whatever reason, they kept the household separate. Like even with my dad, I didn't know that he was married prior to, this is all stuff that happened after he died. And I started by writing a poem to, you know, I'm a writer. So I started by writing a poem to my dad, and I went to recite it to my mother. And I said, this is the only part of the poem that I for sure remember. I, Tracy Nichelle Darden, although I feel torn. I, your first daughter born. I, Tracy Nichelle Darden, your first daughter born. Promise to make that effort, although I feel torn. And my mother was like, you heard her. Y'all heard her. She was like, you know, that is very beautiful. But you can't say that. And I said, I can't say what? So I went back and I said, I, Tracy Nichelle Darden, that's me, your first child born, your first child born. You can't say first child born. I was like, what does that mean? Girl, that took us down a whole nother thing. I said, ain't this some stuff? She was like, no. She said, well, your dad was married. And she was just, as a matter of fact, your dad was married before me. I said, you know, I'm surprised. I had never known my parents to ever be apart. Like, you know, never. And so when she said that, I was just like, seriously? And she said, yeah, and there's more. I said, okay, you have an older brother. He's Gary Jr. I was like, what?
Right.
There's more. Like, oh God. She said, you have a younger sister. She said, well, but she's only 3 weeks younger than you. I was like, she said, and there's more. I was like, Ma, I don't know if I can take anymore. Daddy is dead. He gone. You telling me that I got a brother and a sister? She was like, yeah, well, you're at the same school. As who? I'm a senior in high school at John Marshall. And I was like, my sister goes to school with me? What the hell? So now I'm asking a million questions. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
Girl.
But I guess that previous, you know how people go through stuff, and it was must have been a hard breakup. And, you know, fuck you, nigga, don't come back kind of stuff probably. You know, I don't know. This is my summation. I'm just assuming that this stuff happened. Okay. So anyway, yeah, I have an older brother and a younger sister by 3 weeks, and I met her at high school.
Crazy.
I'm like, y'all, please stop doing crazy stuff. And y'all, with y'all crazy baby mama drama. Cut the crap. Cut the crap.
Let it go. Because, right, that's the relationship So that's a relationship you could have had.
Exactly. I get that y'all's relationship was fucked up. It probably wasn't gonna work out anyway. So y'all keep the kids apart? So over the years, although I tried, like, my sister and I have similarities, but like we ran into each other. It was hard to stay in touch because it was just a weird circumstance to begin with. And then we ran into each other at one point, and she was like, oh, I'm married and I got 3 kids. I was like, I'm married and I got 3 kids. She said, oh, I'm a nurse. I was like, I'm getting ready to graduate school and I'm a nurse. Like, it was just really weird, really weird, like, similarities. And Gary was just doing his thing, my brother. So, you know, but now we try to keep in touch, but it's hard to maintain that because, like, it's 50 years later.
There's no foundation.
There's none. And then we're trying to build something.
I was going to say, no proximity. So you're not even near each other to have the interaction. So that's hard.
Exactly. So. But we're trying. Okay. You know, at least he and I are trying. I don't think my sisters don't feel it. His sister, the three of them, they just like, take it or leave it, whatever. They don't care right now. And I mean, I get it because there is no foundation.
Right.
So I don't know why I said that, but whatever. because people might be going through stuff, and it's like, you know, you have to realize all of that stuff comes back when you don't do right by, you know, your kids, or I don't know. I just think it could have been done so differently.
Yeah.
Even him just telling us, I was like, that, why would that be something he didn't want to tell us? But, you know, there's shame, people shame, you know, there's all kinds of things that could have been going on. So I don't know.
And it just makes it that much more mystic that you, he's gone. So you can't even have a conversation.
I can't even have that conversation, right?
If I could have the conversation, not that it would make it better, but at least I know where your mind was and, you know, what was going on, but you can't even have a conversation. So
exactly.
Okay. So we got the siblings down.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you could change your relationship with a family member, would you? Any family member? Would you?
Yeah, and who would I probably it be? Would.
With who?
My sisters.
Okay.
And probably more so my baby sister. Well, I feel like after my dad died, the dynamic between us got, like, there was a huge gap, right? It created a huge gap. The gap was like 2.5 years. We all 2.5 years apart, but it was always like them and me. And so now I feel like that's kind of carried over a little bit into adulthood, and I would like to have closer, like I'm close with you. I'm close with, I've got friends that I'm closer to than I am my sisters. And so those mm-hmm. are the relationships that I want to, but we're different, you know?
Get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, let's lighten up a little bit. So what was your favorite game as a child? What was your favorite game to play?
It depends. Board game?
Any kind of game. What was your favorite game? It could have been hide and go seek. It could have been hopscotch, whatever. What was your favorite game as a child?
Well, I don't know that I had a favorite game as a child. Let's see.
What kind of games did you play as a kid?
I loved to hula hoop.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love playing football with the boys. Surprising to some people I know, but I was a tomboy. I love climbing trees and jumping out of the swings. Like, I mean, it was a lot of different things that I love. So I don't know that I could put my hand on just one. If it's a board game, I probably love Connect Four.
Okay.
I love Connect Four. And I love Battleship. Like, you're thinking about, it's strategic games. Those are strategic games. I just realized that. Like, oh, okay. Right. Well, yeah, I've been doing this shit all my life. Yep, so those would be my two favorite board games. As a little kid, though, you know, you could not take me away from Candyland.
Well, there you go. That was it.
If you are enjoying the Laugh Out Loud podcast as much as we are enjoying creating it, then consider becoming a supporter. You can do so by going over to anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Your donation will help sustain future episodes, expand our platform, and reach our tribe. So come on, show your love. Again, that's anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Or just click the link in the description. We love you and thank you.
So leading right from that.
Oh,
what
Lord.
What really makes you angry? What makes you angry?
Angry?
What really makes you angry?
Nigga shit.
That was right.
Funny to me sometimes. So I can't really say that that's the thing that makes me angry. What does make me angry? Panic and craziness. Like when people are so, and stupidity. I guess it's panic and stupidity that makes me angry. if you just stupid or like saying stuff that you don't know what you're talking about kind of thing. And I don't know, that just incites me.
Girl, that's my exact answer, stupidity. And I don't think that I, no, I mean, really, like, without even thinking about it, I go out and just stupidity, stuff that you think is common sense, and people it's do not. The opposite it's or not. Just don't think about it. Or it's like, did you think that through? Like, to me, that's my answer. And I don't think that, you know, not saying that I'm smarter than anyone or think that, you know, my intelligence is any different, but just flat out stupidity really makes me angry. I just feel like I can't do that. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So
panic makes me angry. Like panic, even like I think about working with panicky people makes me angry. Being surrounded by people that panic about crazy shit makes me angry. And most of the time, the panic and the stupidity go together.
That's true.
So, you know, I'm like, so that, so if it's, yeah, that's like a double-edged sword for me. I can't deal with either
one. I think about that, when you said that, it rang to me like at work, when people panic, when things are going on. That makes me agitated. That
right.
Makes
me, I'm like bitch, really this is what we do. You trying to do this. Now, if you panicking, that makes me think you're unsure of yourself. Like, it's something they about are. You that, you know, that you need to get together. And ain't got shit to do with me. Come on now.
That's nobody cool. else. Okay. If you could choose anything for a day, what would it be? If you could choose to do anything for one day or have anything for one day. Choose anything for one day.
Can I go play in Paisley Park?
Oh, yes! Chris there, though, right?
I do, but you know me, I'll summon him there, even if he dead. I'm like, come on, I'll be in there. I'll be like, I'm going to be right here in his bed just for a minute. Let me sit here.
Well, I want him alive. Now, you can go with
him. I would love to have him alive. I would love that. I'm just saying, being here and now, though, yeah, maybe not. But, you know.
And spend the whole day. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. So, if you could go back in time, where would you go?
Paisley Park.
Anytime. No.
Well, wait, then. If I knew this question was coming, I would have saved that answer for this question. Because I would have
gone you didn't know.
If I could go back in time, where would I go?
Right.
You know, I would want to go, I would want to visit my ancestors. I would want to know, like, where they came from, where the Indian or Native American side of my family came from. I would want to know that. I would want to travel through time to see that. Like, even my African, where is that part of my family? You know,
I would want to see them. That's the same thing I said. I thought about like wanting to see where my grandmother grew up.
Yeah.
And her father. Those kind of things I would like go back to see. I don't want to have to interact in that time. I don't want to have to be subject to the same things that was happening way back in 18, whatever.
Right.
But I would love to see. I would love to do that. Okay. What was the worst gift you ever received? What's the worst gift you got?
That's
or something that was stupid.
Huh?
Or something stupid. You got a stupid gift?
I don't remember getting a stupid gift. Let's see. A stupid gift. Worst gift.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just say, you know, the stuff they used to give us for like Nurses Week at the hospital.
Oh, girl. There you go, right there.
It was always some crap. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, you know what it is, too? I know exactly the one. So this particular year, like, they started getting better with it over time. They gave you some better looking things. So you got like a blanket that folded out. You could roll it up. It was like a picnic blanket.
Yep.
You got, a watch one year. I got a watch. There was, but the year that really pissed me off They gave us this ginormous writing pad. It was pleather, and it had a big Cleveland Clinic on the top, and it had big rings, the big black plastic rings on top. It looked like a Blue's Clues. You know Blue's Clues? When he had that big notebook, and you flip it open, and it had about five pieces of paper in there, and a little ass funky ink pen that was about 3 inches long.
Oh my goodness.
That was the worst fucking, I was like, I threw that shit on the desk. Like, somebody can have it. You can have my gift. Give me some money if you're going to do that. Even if it was, you spent maybe $5 on them things, and probably less because you bought it for everybody in the Cleveland Clinic. So you probably spent a dollar.
Girl, that was like 30 cents. What you talking about? They bought 100,000 of them. They paid 30 cents for those.
Terrible.
Things.
Terrible.
You know one that I'm remembering? The last what? Company I worked for, they gave us a video.
The video
of the customers, like what the customers said about you and how they're thankful and stuff. So here's your gift. And they actually put it, a video of like customer reviews or whatever they talked about. And that was your, was it Christmas gift or Nurse Practitioner Week gift?
Yeah, I do. I vaguely remember that.
I said, are you so sick? Well, I don't know what it was because I deleted it. So I have no idea what they said in the email. Like you sent me an email. To tell me
the video the video link, yes. Oh my god.
I think Tasha was saying what it was. I said, girl, you watch that? I said, I delete that stuff. Everything that comes from them, I delete.
Oh, you know, I sat there in disbelief because I didn't think that that was the gift. I'm like, was I there then? But I was, because that was around the time they were getting ready to start that trend. They started, you could tell that they started that was, working with the other company to end up taking them over.
That was the newer company. Oh, where okay. They had started taking something over because the other company was giving us things.
No, but I'm saying they weren't called the name yet.
They didn't have the name.
Called the name yet, but they started but doing they had already- shit. And let me tell y'all though, they gave us some of the nicest gifts prior to that. Yeah. Like at Christmas time, the basket from, where did that basket come from?
Harry and David.
Harry and David. Oh my God. And chocolates and fruit, the pears. Like it was a really nice basket. And you could tell they spent some money on it. Like the gifts were thoughtfelt. They were, I'm like, wow. You could tell that it was a nurse practitioner run company and they sold it to a non-nurse practitioner company. I'm going to just say it like that.
That's
and
so
they,
true.
They started caring about the nurse practitioners less and less. So I think I left before they became the other name though.
Yeah, they were there, but they hadn't
they
changed
were there.
The name. And they haven't thought of the name.
Right. You could feel their presence though. So that shit was crazy.
I forgot about that, but I just remembered that video.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that probably, that's up there with the Blue's Clues notebook. Like, you might as well have given me anything.
Anything.
You could have just said thank you then, because that was worthless.
Girl, I think the next year they didn't give us anything. I didn't think it was anything. It wasn't acknowledged at all.
Wow.
Okay. What's your favorite type of foreign food? I think I know that song. Favorite type of foreign food? Your sushi. You like your sushi? Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite type of foreign food? Yeah. What else would it be?
I don't know. I thought it was your sushi too. I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's sushi.
I'm just asking.
Well, and I'll eat everybody's sushi now. Don't be out there, you know. Now, if you make good sushi, feel free to send me some stuff. But or if you know a sushi... I have not found a sushi restaurant here that I love. I am in Vegas. If you are in Cleveland, you have to, once all the bullshit is over, you have to take your black ass or green ass or white ass, whatever color your ass is, to Sasa's. Oh my God. Tell them Tracy that likes to sit in the booth. Said hello. She moved to Vegas. Tell them I said hello and that I sent you there. But if they even survive, I'm like, I don't know what's going on right now. But that's my favorite sushi spot.
Okay.
Sasa's at Shaker Square.
Shout out to Sasa's.
Hey.
Okay. What is the most beautiful thing in nature? What do you think the most beautiful thing in nature?
Nature is the most beautiful thing. You can't ask somebody like me that question.
Yes, I can. That's what I think.
All of nature is beautiful to me. And I think that nature speaks to us if we open our minds to listen to it. And so it's different things at different times. Like, there have been times when I've felt like called or pulled to go in a certain direction. And a lot of times that's by the water. And I used to say that water, being anywhere near water, was my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. So it's right up there, though, with going to the mountains.
I know.
Yeah, for me. Yep.
It's strange for me. Like, I love the water. So I would always say I'm drawn to the water also. Something about, and that could be my zodiac sign too, is water. It's a water bear sign. So that may have something to do to it. But I'm always fascinated with just animals.
Okay.
Like, to just look at the animal individually or closely and like, well, why is his legs like that? Or why are his eyeballs put right there? And why does he have the scales?
See, I look at trees like that.
Yeah, I just think it's so beautiful. Cool, like when though. I'm watching Nature Channel or something, it's just like, it's a reason why the legs are that size. So it's a reason why the nose looks like that. And to me, that's just
why
amazing.
Is the giraffe's neck so long? Like, what happened that had that particular animal evolve to?
And why is it like that? So cool. I'm always just looking close, like, why? Why is it like that? That's fascinating to me because everything is so different. Each little individual creature, and you just like, wow. Well, that's my take.
Okay, that's cool.
If you could change your name, what would it be and why? We know you like your name. We're not saying you don't like your name.
Look.
Don't even do that. Don't even try to take that route.
No, so in junior high school, I took French class, and my favorite names were Gabrielle and Nicole. So that's what I would change my name to. Gabrielle and Nicole, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. That's cute.
Yeah, every year we had to pick a name. I was like, I don't know. So that's what I have to do.
They didn't let us. Well, they let us pick names in a way. So when we were in school, taking all the different languages, because the junior high school I went to, every semester you had to, quarter, it could have been. Well, the first year, it was every quarter you had to change foreign languages. Uh-huh. And so the teacher would just look at your name and just find something close, or this means this in Spanish, or this is this in French, or this is this in German. Uh-huh. And so that's how they came up with their name. So needless to say, there is no Karima
Spanish
or in French or in German. So I always got crazy stuff. Like in Spanish, I think I was Carmencita. I hate Carmencita. Do I look like a Carmen?
Wait, see,
that's the closest
you
thing.
Didn't you have creative. See, where you went to school, you was with the white folks mostly. Sorry, y'all. I love y'all too. But I was with the black folks, even though this was a white teacher. So she was already dealing with the crazy names. So she came up with her own way of doing it. Pick a name.
Yeah.
Find a name, pick a name. It can't be the same. It couldn't be the same every year either. I was like, okay. So I thought that was a creative way of doing it. See, had they had all careers. Or people like Karima, they would not have been able to. All y'all can't be Carmencita.
Girl, that was it. That's all I remember. And I'm like,
So what would your name be? What would you change your name to? Don't think you're not gonna answer this question.
I don't have anything like that. I would literally take my last name as my first name.
If
I had to change, I would
like
be Morgan.
Yeah. So then what's your last name gonna be?
I don't know.
Morgan.
I'm gonna find
Morgan K. Morgan.
All of that. Right. You said Morgan K. Morgan.
Don't have black people don't do that.
That might work in my business.
It might, right?
Yes.
I like
that. Okay. What's the craziest thing your grandmother has ever done? How can you talk about your grandma? What's girl, crazy?
You know, my grandmother ain't told nobody what crazy things she's done.
What did you know?
The funniest things that she's done, like my grandmother was so creative too, right? She would go to thrift stores and find shit. And you're like, grandma, that's a can of junk. What are you doing? Girl, she would get home. My grandmother painted everything gold, spray painted everything. It was gold. She surrounded herself with that. And then you'd be like, damn, that looked really nice. What made you decide to pick up a piece of junk and spray paint it? Like, but she would find some stuff, honey. So I started going to the thrift stores with her. Like, let me see what she's looking at.
Is that why you spray paint every damn thing?
I don't spray paint. Oh, I did. When I'm in the house by myself, you're right. I spray paint my stuff. Yeah, probably. I probably got it from grandma. You're right.
You spray paint everything.
I should have spray painted this, but I used a brush to paint this. I made a tray for my desk and I painted it with a brush, but it really needs some spray paint, but maybe later. Look, you're about to have me spray painting again. You know how long it's been since I spray painted something?
I'll just be like, what the heck? What
are you doing now?
I spray painted, did that. I wanted a whole different color. So I got some spray paint. I'm like, oh, girl, okay. Yeah.
And every time I move, I change stuff up. Well, I would. Now I'm like, I'm not even keeping stuff, but I would take stuff. Like if I wanted all white instead of black, I would spray paint everything. Take all my black stuff, spray paint it white. Or whatever color. You're right.
This one is funny. So if you could know the absolute and total truth about one question, what would you ask? Like if you just could know the absolute truth.
I would want to know what happened to Prince the whole week before he died. That's what I would want to know. Up through his death. Like, tell me the whole truth about that.
That is so cool. I didn't think about that.
No. Yes. What would you do?
Yeah. What's this bullshit going on right now?
Girl!
Because it's some bullshit. They not telling us. So right. I'm like, okay. Just tell me, just give me the real right now.
You know, we're going to get the corner. We're going to crack the code. I was telling KB yesterday, I said, because I was like, we started talking about all these different theories. And I said, you know what? We're going to do a whole write-up about it. And they're going to be chasing us around like the Pelican Brief.
Don't say that.
Right, damn, we figured it out. They're trying to kill us.
We're going to have to do some research. But yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. But no, I think you tapped on like some mysterious deaths, and especially some famous people, you know, they just dead. Like what happened?
Right.
Oh yeah. That would be so, so awesome to find out. Just curious about a bunch of that. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.